Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into something pretty critical for anyone with an online presence. Doesn't matter if you're just starting a blog or, you know, running a huge online store.
Right.
We're going to unpack how good hosting support is. Well, it's more than just fixing things when they break. It actually helps keep your customers happy and loyal.
It's foundational, really.
Exactly. Think of this as your sort of inside look at a really vital piece of online success that often gets overlooked. So the insights we're drawing on today come from How to Leverage Hosting Support for Retention, Key Strategies by Jeff Lord over at The Marketing Tutor.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission basically is to pull out the most, let's say, surprising and impactful bits from that piece. We want to help you see why investing in like top-tier hosting support isn't just another expense.
No, it's an engine for growth.
Right. It's a powerful way to grow long-term online. Okay, let's get into it.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is just how basic, how fundamental this all is. I mean, in today's world, everything's digital, right? Your online presence is your connection to your customer. And the quality of your hosting support, that affects everything. Smooth operations, good security, websites running fast. It's all built on that.
It's the bedrock.
It really is. It's not just a service you tack on. It's the core of your digital strategy.
You called it the bedrock, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that feels right. So many businesses only figure out how crucial it is when, you know, something goes wrong.
Too late then, often.
Exactly.
Oh.
So to make sure it doesn't crumble, let's break down what makes it up. When people hear hosting support, they probably picture just one thing. But it's more complex than that, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. There are different layers. Can you maybe outline the main categories for us?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. When we talk about hosting support, you can generally break it down into three main areas. They're distinct, but, you know, connected.
Okay.
First up, you've got technical support. This is probably the one people think of most.
Right, fixing stuff.
Exactly. Handling server problems, software glitches, troubleshooting issues, managing the server itself, doing routine maintenance, basically keeping the lights on and making sure your website runs smoothly without disruptions. Then there's customer support. Now, this is more focused on the user's account. Things like billing questions, managing their account details, general questions about the service.
So less technical, more relational.
Precisely. It might seem less techie, but it's absolutely vital for making customers feel, you know, valued and heard. It's often that first human contact point. It really shapes the relationship.
Makes sense.
And finally, there's managed services. This is often a broader, maybe more premium offering. Here, specialists basically take over managing your hosting needs.
Like an outsourced IT team for hosting.
Kinda, yeah. It can cover everything. Server management, backups, really robust security measures. It's especially good for businesses that don't have their own dedicated IT people. You get an expert team on call.
Okay, that breakdown helps a lot. Technical, customer managed. So what does all this actually do for someone trying to keep their website visitors happy? How do these different types of support lead to real benefits? You know, better performance, happier users, people sticking around?
Right. The advantages are pretty significant, and they definitely hit the bottom line. First off, you get improved website functionality. Good hosting support isn't just about keeping the site up. It's about making it run well.
Okay.
Optimal server setups, maybe using things like caching, CDNs, content delivery networks, sometimes even scaling resources proactively. All this means faster load times, a more reliable experience for the user, especially if you suddenly get a lot of traffic.
And speed matters, right? I've heard stats on that.
It matters hugely. Here's a fascinating one. Studies show that even a tiny 1 second delay in how fast your page loads can cause like a 7% drop in conversions.
Wow, 7%. That's massive for sales or signups.
Exactly. Think about that impact. Then secondly, you get enhanced security. Cyber threats are always changing, right?
Constantly.
So strong support includes things like proactive monitoring, keeping software updated, having really tight security rules to manage and reduce risks. This protects user data, keeps customer trust, and avoids potentially very expensive data breaches.
The trust is huge there.
Absolutely. And finally, all of this feeds into a positive user experience. When users know they can count on their hosting provider for quick, effective support, sometimes even before they know there's a problem.
Proactive support.
Yes, proactive support. They're just much more likely to stay loyal. And that loyalty means higher retention rates. So hosting support becomes, well, a cornerstone of the business, not just a fire extinguisher.
Those are definitely compelling reasons.
Yeah.
But let's be real, not all hosting support is the same quality, is it?
Not at all. Big differences.
So how does a customer, you know, cut through the marketing hype? How do you tell the difference between a provider who says they have great support and one who actually delivers? What should you look for?
That's a great question. Evaluation is key. First, look at availability. Is support there 24/7?
Right, because problems don't stick to business hours.
Exactly. 24/7 support shows a real commitment, especially if your users are global or if something critical breaks at 3 a.m. Next, check the communication channels they offer. Do they have live chat, phone, a ticketing system?
Variety is good.
Variety is great because it lets users choose what works best for them depending on how urgent or complex the issue is. Then there's responsiveness. How quickly do they actually reply and fix things?
That's crucial. Waiting ages is so frustrating.
It really is. So you need to look at their reported response times, their resolution rates. And finally, don't just take their word for it. Dig into user reviews and case studies.
See what actual customers say.
Exactly. Real-world examples tell you a lot more about how they handle issues than any advertisement will.
Okay, so we know what good support looks like and why it matters. Now, let's get into the how. When a user does reach out, how do the good providers make sure that communication is actually, you know, efficient across all those different channels, chat, phone, tickets?
Right. Efficiency is key. It comes down to having a really solid strategy. One big piece is using the right effective communication tools.
Like choosing chat versus email.
Sort of. Like, live chat is fantastic for instant answers, especially for urgent tech problems. It can really cut down on user frustration right then and there.
Gosh.
Ticketing systems, on the other hand, are better for keeping track of more complex issues, managing lots of requests, making sure nothing gets lost. They help prioritize things effectively. And crucially, these tools need to work together smoothly, integrate with other systems so it's not a clunky experience.
Seamless is the goal.
Definitely. Then, beyond the tools, you have staff training. This is huge.
Makes sense, the people answering the calls.
Exactly. And they need two kinds of training. Deep technical knowledge, common problems, how servers work, troubleshooting steps, but also, really important, soft skills.
Like empathy.
Empathy, active listening, explaining things clearly, providing reassurance. Think about it. Getting a technical command versus someone walking you through it calmly and explaining why. Big difference. And this training needs to be ongoing, keeping up with tech changes.
Right.
Providers also need to be constantly monitoring and enhancing response times, using analytics tools to see how quickly they respond, finding bottlenecks like maybe Tuesday mornings are crazy busy and need more staff, and setting performance goals.
Data-driven improvement.
Precisely. And having comprehensive communication protocol matters too. Clear rules for how to handle different types of inquiries, when to escalate an issue, how to follow up. It ensures everyone's consistent and knows their role.
So everyone's on the same page.
Exactly. And finally, actively collecting and responding to user feedback, using surveys, maybe even interviews to understand what users think, spot trends, and most importantly, showing users that their feedback actually leads to changes. Yeah. That builds serious loyalty.
It's clear, efficient communication.
Yeah.
And well-trained people are massive parts of this. So how does support take that next step? How does it proactively shape a really positive experience for the user, maybe even before they have a problem, connecting those dots you mentioned earlier?
Right, because a positive experience is what really drives retention. Support can be proactive in some really powerful ways. It starts with personalized user interactions.
Knowing the customer.
Exactly. Using customer data, maybe from a CRM system, to tailor the help they offer. Knowing their history, tracking past interactions. It means providing assistance that feels customized, empathetic. You don't have to explain your setup every single time you call. That makes you feel understood, valued.
Yeah, that avoids a lot of frustration.
Totally. Then there are actual proactive support solutions. This is about anticipating needs, using monitoring tools to spot potential performance dips or security issues on your specific server before you even notice.
Fixing it before it breaks.
Pretty much. Or sending out clear notifications about upcoming maintenance and providing really good educational resources guides, FAQs, tutorials. Empowering users to solve simpler things themselves is great too. It gives them quick wins and frees up the support team for the trickier stuff.
That shift from reactive to proactive sounds really powerful. So where does technology fit into optimizing all this? Tech's moving so fast. How's being used to like elevate the whole support game?
Oh, technology is a massive enabler here. It's really changing hosting support from just a cost to a strategic plus. One huge area is AI and automation.
Chatbots.
Chatbots are part of it, yeah. Handling the routine questions, providing instant answers 24/7. But AI is doing much more now, analyzing huge amounts of data from past support interactions to actually predict potential issues for specific users, or identifying wider trends and customer problems so the provider can roll out fixes or updates before lots of people complain.
Well, predictive support.
Exactly. And this frees up the human agents to handle the really complex, nuanced problems where empathy and deep expertise matter most. It's about finding the right balance between automation and the human touch.
Makes sense. What else?
Another key thing is integrating support with other services. Seamless links between support and, say, billing or account management.
So everyone in the company has the same info.
Ideally, yes. Quick access to all the relevant user details means a more holistic approach. It cuts down on that awful experience of having to repeat your problem over and over to different departments.
Ugh, yes. That's the worst.
Isn't it? And naturally, staying updated on technological advances is critical. Always looking at new tools, maybe machine learning, for even better predictive analytics, benchmarking against what competitors are doing, and making sure the staff get continuous training to keep their skills sharp.
Okay, so we've covered the tech, the processes, but there's that human side too. Beyond just fixing things efficiently, how does truly exceptional support build that that crucial trust and lasting loyalty? That seems vital for keeping customers long-term.
It absolutely is. It really gets to the core of building strong user relationships. Trust and loyalty often start with ensuring transparency.
Being open and honest.
Yes. Clear communication about how to get support, what response times to expect, how issues get resolved, updates on services. Even letting users track their support tickets online builds transparency and makes them feel like they're in the loop.
Accountability.
Exactly. Secondly, it's about delivering consistent and reliable support. This means sticking to clear service level agreements, those SLAs we mentioned, the guarantees about performance.
Right, the promises they make.
Yeah, and having a well-trained, knowledgeable team that delivers effective help every single time. Users need to feel confident they can rely on their provider consistently.
Dependability is key.
Absolutely. And finally, there's recognizing and rewarding user loyalty. This could be formal loyalty programs, discounts, maybe exclusive features for long-term customers, or it could be simpler, just acknowledging milestones, like a customer's anniversary with the service. Little gestures like that show appreciation and strengthen the connection, makes people feel valued.
That's a great point about relationship building. And clearly, this isn't something you set up once and forget about. It needs constant attention, right?
Yeah.
Measuring how you're doing, always looking to improve. So what does that continuous improvement cycle look like?
Yeah, it's definitely an ongoing process, a crucial cyclical thing. First, providers really need to focus on identifying key performance indicators or KPIs.
The important metrics.
Exactly. Things like response times, how quickly issues get resolved, user satisfaction scores, even tracking the volume and types of support tickets coming in. And then benchmarking these numbers against industry standards gives you context. How do we stack up?
See where you stand.
Right. Secondly, conducting regular support audits is vital. This means digging into past support tickets, looking closely at user feedback, assessing how the staff are performing, making sure everyone's following the procedures and meeting those SLA targets. Getting people from different teams involved in these audits can bring fresh eyes too.
Catching blind spots.
Precisely. Then, really, using data analytics from all those support interactions. This data should drive decisions about where to put resources, how many staff you need, how to make processes better, looking for patterns, connecting feedback to actual performance metrics. It allows for smart, strategic changes.
Not just guessing.
Not just guessing. And absolutely critical for improvement is establishing feedback loops. Don't just collect feedback, act on it, analyze it, make changes based on it. And this is key. Tell users how their input led to improvements.
Closing loop.
Exactly. It shows their voice matters, builds huge loyalty. And finally, benchmarking support services. Constantly comparing your performance, your features, your metrics against competitors and industry best practices. It helps you spot where you can get better, innovate, and stay competitive.
Wow. Okay. What a comprehensive look. We've really gone from the basic types of hosting support and why they matter, all the way through communication, tech, and building that essential trust and loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
It's so clear that good hosting support isn't just, you know, a necessary evil or a cost. It's genuinely a cornerstone for succeeding online today. It connects the tech side, the customer care side, being proactive, using data.
Yeah.
It's all linked.
It really is. And if you think about the bigger picture, it's not just about fixing today's little glitch. It's about building a long-term relationship, one where your users don't just stay with you, but they actually tell others about how great your service is. They become advocates.
Your best marketing, potentially.
Could be. Which brings up, I think, an interesting question for everyone listening. What seemingly behind-the-scenes part of your business, maybe something like hosting support, could actually be your most powerful but maybe overlooked tool for keeping customers?
That is a fantastic question to chew on. Something to think about for your own online presence or your business. Well, thanks for joining us today on The Deep Dive.
My pleasure.
And we'll catch you next time.